Appendix 1, FAQs. Why did you use the Berean Standard Bible, and why did you write the Psalms in paragraphs, not as poems? This book uses the Berean Standard Bible translation of Psalms. The Berean Standard Bible is carefully translated from the original languages and is public domain, so you are free to share this book, copy it, translate it, make new versions, and so on. Visit sellingjesus.org and copy.church for why I'm giving this book away so freely. The only change to the BSB text is that I have used the word chesed every time that word appears in the underlying Hebrew. The other change is that I removed the line breaks from the Berean Standard Bible translation. The line breaks are a great tool for studying the parallelism and technical features of the Hebrew poetry, but they are not in the original manuscripts. That's right. All those line breaks you see in your Bible were put in by editors and are not in the original Hebrew poetry. Does this mean they are evil or incorrect? Not at all. Many smart, prayerful people have worked hard to determine the underlying structures and bring those out in the formatting. And yet, many modern Jewish psalm books, called Tehillim, include no line breaks at all. Why would that be? Surely Jewish people know that the Psalms are poetry, right? Of course they know this. Christians often miss out when they read Psalms because they skip a vital step. Think of it like this. Imagine you were dying of thirst, parched beyond belief after walking days under the hot desert sun. When you finally use the last of your strength to crawl across the burning sand to a pool of clear, cool water, do you need to study the science behind water and contemplate all its technical properties? No. If you're dying of thirst, you need to drink the water. So yes, it is beneficial and good to study all the structures of the Psalms, and we should do that. But many of us hardly know the Psalms at all. We are parched from lack of them. Drink deeply first. Satisfy your thirst. Then, when your thirst has been satisfied, you can use any number of widely available tools to contemplate the structure of the Psalms and go even deeper. Aren't the Psalms written to Israel and not Christians? Doesn't God's chesed really only apply in the context of his covenant with Israel? The God who loved Israel with chesed is the same God who sent Jesus to die for us. His character has not changed, so the faithful love God showed to Israel is the same faithful love he shows to us. In a divine mystery, the cross enables us to take part in God's plans and promises to Israel, so it is reasonable, even required, for Christians to use Psalms to grow closer to God. Many books have been written about this, and this is a question you should explore with careful and prayerful thought. As a start, Paul discusses this in Ephesians 2, which I will quote in its entirety from the Berean Standard Bible. "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you used to walk when you conformed to the ways of this world and of the ruler of the power of the air, the Spirit who is now at work in the sons of disobedience. All of us also lived among them at one time, fulfilling the cravings of our flesh and indulging its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature children of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our trespasses. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might display the surpassing riches of his grace, demonstrated by his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance as our way of life. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles in the flesh and called uncircumcised by the so-called circumcision, that done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has torn down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and decrees. He did this to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace and reconciling both of them to God in one body through the cross, by which he extinguished their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building is fitted together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together into a dwelling place for God and his Spirit. Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 22, Berean Standard Bible. Isn't chesed for the old covenant and agape love for the new covenant? Shouldn't Christians love with agape rather than chesed? Isn't agape a higher love than chesed? The New Testament does often use the Greek word agape to describe the selfless love that Christians should have as well as the selfless love of Jesus. For example, the famous 1 Corinthians 13 love passage uses agape for love. Just like English, Koine Greek doesn't have a single word that exactly matches the range of meaning of chesed. In the Septuagint, an ancient Greek translation of the Old Testament often read in the first century, the Hebrew word chesed is often translated as the Greek word eleos, mercy. But mercy doesn't nearly cover the wide range of meanings given in Hebrew to chesed, as the Psalms in this book show. Agape love may or may not be a higher love than chesed, but agape is not less than chesed. The same God that had chesed for Israel has agape for us. So, if we want to understand and live out the agape of God, we surely must, at a minimum, understand and live out God's chesed. Chesed is not the correct transliteration or pronunciation of the word. I know, and that's a statement, not a question, by the way. If anyone wants to be more correct on this, there are many resources online about it. I made the decision not to overcomplicate someone's initial encounter with this life-giving concept by putting funny symbols on the word every time it appears throughout the book. The other common transliterations, chesed, kased, seem to only increase its strangeness in English. By all means, if you know how to pronounce it correctly in Hebrew or want to learn how, please do so. Shouldn't we just follow Jesus? Why do we need Psalms when we have the gospel now? Yes, we should certainly follow Jesus, and Jesus studied and knew Psalms by heart. Jesus, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this purpose that I have come to this hour. John 12:27, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 6:3, my soul is deeply distressed. How long, O Lord, how long? Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Matthew 7:23, Berean Standard Bible. Also Luke 13:27. Psalm 6:8, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard my weeping. Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, have you never read from the mouths of children and infants you have ordained praise? Matthew 21:16b, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 8:2a, from the mouths of children and infants you have ordained praise, Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46, Berean Standard Bible. Also Mark 15:34. Psalm 22:1a, my God, why have you forsaken me? Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, then Jesus called out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Luke 23:46a, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 31:5a, into your hands I commit my spirit. Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, but this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. John 15:25, Berean Standard Bible. Note the term law to reference Psalms. Cross-reference Psalm 1, verse 2. Psalm 35:19, let not my enemies gloat over me without cause, nor those who hate me without reason wink in malice. Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 62:4, those who hate me without cause outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are those who would destroy me, my enemies for no reason. Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5, Berean Standard Bible, Psalm 37:11a, "But the meek will inherit the land," Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, "I know whom I have chosen, but this is to fulfill the scripture. The one who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me." John 13:18, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 41:9, "Even my close friend whom I trusted, the one who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, "But I tell you not to swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king." Matthew 5:34-35, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 48:2, "Beautiful in loftiness, the joy of all the earth, like the peaks of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king," Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, "For the Son of Man will come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will repay each one according to what he has done." Matthew 16:27, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 62:12b, "For you will repay each man according to his deeds," Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, "Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods?" John 10:34, Berean Standard Bible. Notice the use of the term law to reference Psalms. Cross-reference Psalm 1, verse 2. Psalm 82:6, "I have said you are gods, you are all sons of the Most High," Berean Standard Bible. Jesus, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." Luke 10:19, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 91:13, "You will tread on the lion and cobra, you will trample the young lion and serpent," Berean Standard Bible. Jesus said to them, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.'" Matthew 22:44, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 110:1, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet," Berean Standard Bible. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? This is from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Matthew 21:42, Berean Standard Bible. Psalm 118, verses 22-23. "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Berean Standard Bible. How can I learn more about Chesed? This book explores Chesed in selected psalms and portions of psalms. To see all the verses in the Bible that use Chesed, search online for Strong's Hebrew 2617. As of this writing, one good list is available at https://bibleHub.com/Hebrew/Strong's_2617.htm. You can also search for a great video on loyal love produced by the Bible Project. Probably the best place to start learning more about Chesed is by studying the Book of Ruth in the Bible. Although the word itself only appears 3 times in the text, the concept of Chesed infuses the entire narrative. Ruth, Boaz, and God all evidence deep Chesed throughout. There are many studies available that explore Chesed in the Book of Ruth if you search for them, but if you haven't read it, or haven't read it in a while, you should start by simply reading Ruth. My pain is still here. What now? Be sure you go check out the What's Next postlude section above. It has some specific thoughts about how God can help us through our pain, as well as next steps. Appendix 2 on the next page lists some options for reading plans to go through the Psalms in this book again. Most of us need to read and think over them many times before they truly start to soak into us. So read them again and again. If you haven't already, seek help from a friend, from a pastor, or from a Christian counselor. Don't suffer alone. We all need others to help us, and there is no shame in getting help. Jesus promises rest for you when you bring him your burdens. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. Remember, God sees you and He wants to help. Above all, don't give up. God is working in your life. Keep turning to Him, and He will meet you where you are each and every day.